Site. Youth unemployment continues to be a national crisis. The role of small, micro and medium businesses, SMMEs, have become critical in absorbing young talent. SMMEs make up 40% of the GDP, and between 2016 and 2019, small businesses created more than 1,800 jobs per day. While, of course, big businesses have been shedding jobs. The challenges, small business challenges, go unseen. And this is what we're going to talk about. Crystal Duncan-Williams is the project lead for Youth Capital. We're talking SMMEs and their challenges in hiring and retaining young people. Welcome, Crystal. It's good to have you.
Good morning, Clarence.
Maybe you want to just take us to the results of this national survey and what it suggests.
Sure. So, you know, we wanted to understand from small businesses who are repeatedly being told by the government to hire young people, you know, why they struggle to firstly find young people to hire and then, you know, to retain them in workplaces. And what we found is that, you know, everybody resoundingly agrees that having the right young person in your workplace can really improve the business. You know, they bring energy, they bring innovation, they bring creativity. But because small businesses don't have big HR departments, they struggle to find the right fit for their workplace. And then, you know, in order to benefit from government incentives like the employment tax incentive or being able to access funding through CETAs, small businesses really struggle with the cumbersome red tape. And actually, the majority of the, you know, half of the small businesses we spoke to aren't even aware of many of these incentives. So, you know, these are just some of the things coming through from the study.
So institutional knowledge in big businesses are kind of important to a lesser extent with small businesses. You're saying small businesses are employing more young people than big businesses at this moment in time?
Well, it's difficult to say, Clarence, because, you know, the stats, even the stats on how many small businesses exist, you know, are neither here nor there. Many small businesses actually, you know, operate informally. Interestingly, one of the questions we asked in the survey was, you know, in order to qualify for some kind of incentive from the government for hiring young people, what would you be willing to do to qualify? And more people said they'd be willing to provide mentorship and training than to be tax compliant. So I think the real numbers of employment are really difficult to measure. And often it's short term. You know, maybe your business needs some extra hands over the festive season, for example, and you might hire somebody short term and it isn't all above board in terms of SARS. So I think to be able to understand that, the numbers are a bit difficult. But I think in essence, what we do know is that small businesses are a great place for young people to get a first work experience.
Absolutely.
And if we are, you know, always pointing to young people that they should become, you know, entrepreneurs themselves, what better place to learn what it's like to run a small business than to work in one before trying yourself? So, you know, these are the benefits of having some opportunities for work young people in small businesses.
Yeah, so that's the message that you're propagating to small businesses, essentially, that look for young people. They're ultimately looking to emulate you as an entrepreneur, but they bring energy. They bring energy and a want to learn.
Exactly. And we also recognize that a lot of this stuff is hard. You know, small businesses are trying to survive in, you know, the difficult economic times and with load shedding. So, you know, they're in a mode of survival, and having the resources to go and, you know, vet a candidate, to find a good candidate is difficult. And actually, in the report, we just have, you know, five very simple first steps that small businesses can take when hiring young people, you know, all the way from having a very clear and specific job description, all the way through to just your onboarding processes, explaining basic things to young employees, like, you know, the employment, Basic Employment Act, things about leave, things that, you know, you take for granted, but many young people actually are clueless about, and it becomes a problem later on. And so, you know, just giving small business some resources to be able to onboard young people well, and then to the government, you know, to really say that you're pumping billions into these various incentives, you know, BBBE ratings, and maybe we need to really look at those and see what are the needs of small businesses and tailor the requirements of those incentives to make them more attractive to small businesses.
Absolutely. So I want to talk about generational kind of maybe friction. Because I consciously think about millennials and Gen Zs specifically, and in my interaction with them, especially in the workplace, I find the way that they look at work is very different to the way I looked at work, or the way society forced me to look at work when I was their age. So they're not necessarily, they're more keen on a balanced lifestyle, let's put it that way, than a work, work, work kind of lifestyle that I was taught. Is that something that you're encountering? Do we need to rethink our measure of their value?
Yes, I think, you know, I'm always nervous to make a broad generalization. So I think that, you know, we heard from small businesses that we spoke to, you know, my experience that young people want to come in and they want to go straight to be the CEO. They don't want to start from the bottom. But then, you know, countering that, I've met many young people who just are, you know, desperate for a work experience, desperate for some kind of experience they can put on their CV and are willing to work hard for that. You know, and having said that, I think, young people do need a little bit of coaching and guidance. That you, our partners at Mama Money, who are quoted quite a bit in the report, they have a very flexible work environment. You know, they trust their young employees, and they say they have no problems. So I think, you know, the culture of the workplace and the support you provide young people can really make a difference for how they show up. You know, what kind of employees they are once they're given that opportunity. And I think, you know, what COVID has taught us is that our way of working and the way we think things need to be aren't necessarily the case. You know, many of us were told we had to be in the office all the time, and that's not even necessary. So I think we do need to be a little bit innovative.
I think an important observation, let's just take a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Clarence. I think one of the challenges small businesses face is that young people don't always have the experience, but potentially come at a lower rate, so they're perhaps more affordable. But you need somebody that you can actually generate value fast and can help your business grow. On the other hand, the more experienced people come at much higher salary points, which again is not always affordable for a small business. So often a lot of small businesses or entrepreneurs are on their own, trying to figure it out, or doing everything themselves, or relying on those who are willing to work with them. So perhaps a way for small businesses to incentivize young people is to actually give capital. Because if you give a young person capital, it'll also motivate them to actually grow themselves, their skills, and contribute more value to the business as well. So potentially give like a 10% stake.
Crystal, I think that's fair. We're going to have to wrap it up. Is that a good way of looking at things?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very fair, and this is the reality. As I said, you know, small businesses are trying to survive. We can't expect them to do everything. We need youth employment programs, those youth development programs, to really equip young people to be able to step into those small businesses a little bit more ready for the world of work. And we need governments to support small businesses to be able to do that financially.
Crystal Duncan-Williams is the project lead for Youth Capital.